Hello, my name is Alistair Humphreys.
And I'm Tom Kevill-Davis.
We both love to travel and we enjoy good food too.
Sadly, we can't be travelling all the time, so we have decided to explore the world of food in London.
We're going to eat in one restaurant for each country representing the letters of the alphabet from A to Z.
We hope this will give us not only an insight into the fascinating array of countries, but also into the diversity of London's culinary scene.
Join us then on our A to Z of London's world of food.
So we've just come in from behind the bar. It's a big kitchen. As ever, the sound of extractor fans is the first thing that hits you. And there are a couple of ladies in here with wonderful headdresses on, keeping their hair out. What's your name?
My name is Tigist.
And you're Eritrean?
Yeah.
How long have you lived in London?
Around 5 years.
And you've been cooking in London for 5 years?
Around 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
So we've just come over to the well-blackened stove here. There's some charcoal burning at the back, and there are three dented and cooking-beaten pans. And inside each one, three very different-looking dishes, literally bubbling away. What's in each of the pans?
Yeah, this is, we call it Adulis Awaze. It's lamb cubes marinated in olive oil, hot pepper sauce, you can see onions, some garlic.
I've just been shown a jug of what looks like chocolate.
Awaze.
Awaze?
Yeah, it's...
Can I try some on my finger?
Yes, of
course. Is that all right?
Is
this typical Eritrean?
Yes, it is.
Oh, blimey.
It's chili.
That is hot.
It's chili.
Very, very rich. As if it's been made of smoked chili peppers that have been soaked and then ground up into a paste.
And this is mild, same as this, but mild one.
Okay.
So some customers might not be as brave as you.
Yeah. Or as stupid.
No, I'm probably brave, not stupid.
Oh, thank you. How long has that been cooking for? It looks like it's been cooking for hours.
For hours. It takes the whole day.
Just looking at the chicken stew, bubbling and spitting away like a kind of murky swamp at the moment, but the smell is fantastic. And I'm just looking at these dishes, it seems that chili and cumin are very, very important flavours in Eritrean food. And this is the dough that you make the bread from, the injera. Can I open a huge vat? The kind of vat you could cook a baby in has just been opened. Steam's gone everywhere.
Yeah?
Can I try?
Yeah.
Thanks. I've just opened up what looks like a big kind of pancake griddle, and there's a big giant bit of bread. Oh, it's great. The bread's very sour.
It is, because you leave it for days there to be fermented.
Okay.
So it's from the fermentation, it's a bit sour.
Why do you do that?
It needs to be a bit sour to complement the sauce.
Yeah, the flavours,
yeah,
right.
The flavours of the sauce.
When I was telling people I was coming for an Eritrean meal today, even people who are quite intelligent didn't know anything about Eritrea.
That's true.
Do you find that quite often living in England?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure we need to do a lot of work in terms of introducing to the country and introducing to the food. Tell you what, the food is quite fantastic. And it really needs to be out there, because it does have an amazing potential.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not very known at the moment.
Yeah. So is it a fertile country? Is it easy to grow things in Eritrea?
Well, of course it is, part of it. Because if you travel, for example, from Asmara, the capital city, to Massawa for about 2 hours, you will go through three seasons. Because of the elevation. So we'll go through three seasons.
When I was telling people I was coming for an Eritrean meal today, even people who are quite intelligent didn't know anything about Eritrea.
That's true.
Do you find that quite often living in England?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure we need to do a lot of work in terms of introducing to the country and introducing to the food. Tell you what, the food is quite fantastic. And it really needs to be out there, because it does have an amazing potential.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not very known at the moment.
Yeah.
So is it a fertile country? Is it easy to grow things in Eritrea?
Well, of course it is. Part of it.
Perfect. Wow. I think if ever going into a kitchen made you want to go to a country, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea where really anything about Eritrea. I knew where it was on the map, but that was it. But seeing this, I'm going to get on the plane immediately. It looks good and it smells good.
Technique, I think you've got it spot on. Tear off a strip of that, fairly similar to a bit of naan bread, I suppose, and then scoop away. Wow.
It's what's nice is that's one of the things that shows the culture of that part of the world. So injera is typically on a big platter in front of you, and you all eat from the same piece. So it's a massive pancake, and it has little clumps of meat or vegetarian topping. And you just tear off a piece, grab a bit of topping with your bare hands, and eat it. And you're all sharing together. It's part of that very communal sense of how you would eat together in here.
So we've got two vegetarians joining us tonight, and I think they've struck quite lucky in that Eritrea is a vegetarian's paradise by the looks of things. How are you finding it?
It's absolutely delicious. You're quite spoiled as a vegetarian, really. Normally you get one option, a boring risotto or a goat cheese tart, and this just has flavours that you'd never get in any other cuisine.
Craig, you've been cycling through Ethiopia, a brave or foolish man to do so, and the food is very similar to what we're having tonight. So is this bringing back some happy memories of your travels for you?
Yes, it definitely is. I think there's a little bit more variety than we had when we were there. It's certainly giving me some extra flavours, but I remember those weeks quite fondly.
Of all the letters we've been to, this definitely wins for the beauty of the presentation. And I imagine the variety as well. It's incredible. Yeah, I think we're five down now and four or five continents done. And so far it's shaping up to be a really fantastic project. I've never been to Eritrea, and it's one of the countries that I've got really very little idea about. I've been to their neighbours, Ethiopia, so in some ways the food is quite similar to that. It brought back lots of memories of my time cycling through Ethiopia, but it was also very new, and I think that's one of the really good things about this project, is that partly it's about nostalgia for the places I've been before and bringing back happy memories of travels, but also it's about going to places I've never been before, learning something new, meeting new people, learning about new foods, new cultures, and this definitely ticked all those boxes.
It's the end of the meal now, and we're being served coffee, but before that, a huge dish of popcorn has been placed on the table, which is actually quite a nice antidote, if you like, after the traditional sour bread. And we were given a small glass of honey wine from Eritrea, and now small cups of coffee are being passed around while frankincense burns on some hot charcoals. There's a wonderful sense of tradition about the whole thing, and it's all being served by a wonderfully dressed lady in traditional Eritrean dress. This is really a great way to end a fascinating and interesting meal, and one of the best yet on our A to Z. This is very, very special thing.
We really hope you enjoyed this edition of London's World of Food and A to Z. To find out more about this project, please visit www.atozlondonfood.com.